This is our political horizon. This is what must guide our work in the years to come. Today, I call for a federation of nation states, not a super state. A democratic federation of nation states that can tackle our common problems through the sharing of sovereignty in a way that each country and each citizen are better equipped to control their own destiny. This is about union with the member states, not against the member states. In the age of globalization, pooled sovereignty means more power, not less. And I said, on purpose, a federation of nation states, because I think, in these turbulent times, in these times of anxiety, it will be a real mistake to leave the defense of the nation just to the nationalists and the populists. I believe in a Europe where people are proud of their nations, but also proud to be European and proud of our European values. Creating this federation of nation states will ultimately require a new treaty. And I do not say this lightly. We are all aware how difficult treaty change has become. It has to be well prepared. Discussions on treaty change must not distract or delay us from doing what can and must be done already today. A deep and genuine and economic monetary union can be started under the current treaties, but can only be completed with changes in the treaties. So let's start it now, but let's have the horizon for the future present in our decisions of today.